Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 463 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, Saturday afternoon. I would visit the factory every Saturday afternoon between 5 and 6 to find out how the financial was for the week. I found Mr. Frank in his office on every occasion except the one I have mentioned above. Mr. Schiff would help him on the financial. A few Saturdays I have gone there and Mr. Schiff was not there. He may have been on his vacation. I hear and discharge all the help. I come in contact with the help 90%, more than Mr. Frank. Mr. Frank has nothing to do with employing or discharging them. On Saturdays, Holloway is supposed to leave the factory at 4 o'clock and the night watchman comes on. We had no Negro night watchman there last September, as stated by Mr. Dalton. Our night watchman was Mr. Kendricks, a white man. The first time we ever hired a Negro night watchman was 3 weeks before the murder. As to who else stayed at the factory on Saturday afternoons, usually the office boy, sometimes the stenographer, Walter Pride, who cleans up the third floor. I have never known of any other time but Saturday that the financial sheet was worked on, except possibly a holiday. I saw Conley on Monday. He looked to be excited, and when I spoke to him, he failed to look up as he usually does. I went around the factory that morning and looked at everybody to see if I could pick out a man that looked suspicious, and Jim Conley was the man I thought looked most suspicious. The latter part of last year, I issued orders that the sweepers must stop cleaning up by 12 o'clock, and if they hadn't cleaned up by that time, they would have to knock off and leave the factory. If they stayed there after 12 o'clock, I didn't know anything about it. Harry Denham usually stayed in to oil the machinery, and he selected someone to stay with him.